Hey guys, welcome to episode one of Switchbox, short form podcast with updates on Xbox and Nintendo Switch. I appreciate you clicking on it if you did, if you found it, your way here by accident. I'm sorry. This is not very high quality, but I figured the only way I'm going to learn this is if I just do it. And learn as I go. So this is my on-the-job training for podcasting. But I appreciate it nonetheless. Disregard any other episodes or anything else that you see on here. I've used this Anchor app to create these podcasts, but I've come and gone from the whole podcasting thing a million times. So this is just my newest attempt at gaining some consistency again. So here we are. Because of the pandemic, like most of us, we found hobbies to help us stay sane. And for me, playing video games has been a major source of that. It helps me decompress. It is, sometimes all I can do just to like make it through the day without having any issues. So I've had a lot of fun doing it. I got the new Xbox, so I have an Xbox Series X. I bought a handheld Nintendo Switch when you couldn't find them early in the pandemic, and then they started to restock and I was able to get my hands on one. So now I have the console, the TV version, the one that you can plug into your TV and play. But I've been loving that. Monster Hunter is my favorite game. At least on the Xbox. I'm still not sold on Monster Hunter Rise, but Monster Hunter World and Xbox, I was playing a ton of. I've kind of slowed down a little bit on that as I found other games to get into. Right now, I am fairly addicted to Zelda Breath of the Wild on Switch. So that's kind of where my focus has been, but I am playing different games every day. I really am enjoying the new zombie Warzone mashup thing that Call of Duty has going on. That's been pretty fun. So I'm playing that as well. But yeah, so really this thing is just me coming in maybe every day, maybe every other day, and just kind of mentioning some of the articles that I found online and the links to those articles so that if you want to do some follow-up, you can. So again, I appreciate you for listening and forgive my monotone voice. That's just how I sound. That's just who I am. But I am going to work on inflection and projecting my voice a little bit more. It's kind of tough because where I'm set up in my apartment, I share a wall with my neighbor and I don't want to be too loud enough to embarrass myself. But I will work on that as we go. So bear with me. But again, I appreciate you guys listening and if you have any questions at the end of the episode, I'll kind of plug some of the other ways you can find me. All right, thanks. All right, guys. This month with Xbox Games with Gold, we have Dandara. I believe I'm saying that right. Dandara, Trials of Fear Edition, Warface Breakout, and Metal Glug. Metal Slug 3. Obviously, you have to have Game Pass or Xbox Live to get access to those. And you have to download them the same month that they became available. So if you wait until next month, obviously they won't be available. They'll have a new set of games up for you. So I'm looking at TheVerge.com's website, and looks like today they posted a list showing every game coming to PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series X in 2021. It's a pretty long list, so we'll just do the month of March, and then I'll provide a link to this article where you can check out the rest of the list. If you'd like, let's see. So we are in March. We have Let's see, March 2nd. So today, that's only on available now. Okay, so Xbox already has Yakuza Like a Dragon. PS5 is getting that today. Let's see, March 11th, Monster Energy Supercross. Don't know what that is. Crash Bandicoot 4, It's About Time. I think I might actually try that game. That's on Xbox and PS5. March 16th, Samurai Spirits, Xbox only. March 18th, Marvel's Avengers. I guess that's got to be DLC or something. March 26th, Balan Wonderland and It Takes Two. That's going to be Xbox and PS5. Also on the 26th, Terminator Resistance for PS5 only. 26th, Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 1 plus 2 for both Xbox and PS5. And then I guess there's a supposed Disco Asylum, the final cut. That's not what this is. Disco Elysium? I don't know what that word is. But like I said, you guys can see the list. And Outriders comes out on the 1st. I actually haven't played that demo yet, but I'm actually kind of interested to see what that looks like. So yeah, I'll make sure to post the article in the show notes. Okay, so really the only thing I'm actually looking forward to this month is the Monster Hunter Rise release towards the end of the month. I believe on the 26th as well, actually. Yeah, and so IGN has an article up with the different editions of the game and what you get in each one. So I figured I'd go over that. The standard edition, $59.99. Just comes with the game itself, along with a pre-order bonus, which looks like it's just some layered armor. It's actually pretty cool looking. I don't think I got this one. They kind of did it weird because you could pre-order, but you didn't have to pay until a week before the game. So I kind of hadn't thought about it because it hadn't hit my card yet, but. So that's a standard edition. You get the game and you get a layered armor. I'm not exactly sure what that's supposed to be. Let's see. The deluxe edition of the Monster Hunter Rise game. You get the game plus a deluxe kit DLC pack that includes the following. You get a Kamurai Hunter layered armor set, which I assume is the same one that you get for the base purchase. So this deluxe edition is $69.99. You get the Kamurai Hunter layered armor set, the Shuriken Collar Palamute layered armor piece, the Fish Collar Palico layered armor piece, Gestures 4 jumps, which I guess you just jump 4 times, Samurai Pose set, Kabuki face paint, and Izuchi tail hairstyle. So that's cool. I'm pretty sure that's the one that I got. It may have been the only one available when I actually did the pre-order because that's I guess they had limited stock on digital games. I don't know. So that's $69.99. And then the Monster Hunter Rise Collector's Edition. So I definitely didn't get this one. It doesn't even say how much it costs because it's sold out. So that actually comes with the everything in the deluxe edition plus the additional physical items. So this must all be a physical purchase. And these names are so tough. Magnamalo Amiibo. Let me see if I can get it to pronounce this word. Read aloud from here.
Magnamalo Amiibo. Camera Mark.
And then Kimura Mark enamel pin sticker pack. Kimura Hunter layered armor set, shuriken collar, fish collar, gesture. So it's all the same stuff. Okay, so you just basically get the physical sticker pack, the enamel pin, and the amiibo. I'm sure that was probably close to $100, which is ridiculous. That does look pretty cool, actually. The Magnum Mello. I'm sure I'm saying that wrong, but whatever. Yeah, so that's that, and I'll make sure to post a link in the article to that if you're still interested in pre-ordering. I do believe the payments are going to start hitting, or I say the one-time payment's going to hit a week before the game comes out, so around the 18th or 19th, I guess. Yeah. All right, guys, thank you for listening. Do me a favor, if you found this even remotely interesting, please consider subscribing, following, wherever you're at. I don't know. This is probably going to go everywhere. But, you know, just if you can see the potential, maybe just give your boy a little follow or a little subscription, a little subscribe. Just hit the button, please. Otherwise, you can, or you can do that, and then you can send me some helpful critique, you know, like nice though, because I can fight, you know, but you can find me on Twitter at Don't Ask DB, Don't Ask Delta Bravo, and you can also find me on Patreon. Now, I know what you're thinking. No, I'm not asking you for any money. I'm just asking you to give me a follow on there. I think I'm going to start posting a lot more content there just to kind of build up a little, what you call a backlog, a library of content. So you definitely have the option to follow people on Patreon, which doesn't require a membership. And most of the stuff that I share, 99% of the stuff I share will be available to anyone that's just following. So definitely give that a thought. We'd love to build a community over there as well. All right, guys. Like I said, I appreciate it. But yeah, please reach out, connect. I'd love to make some friends who play games and are pretty chill, preferably adults. But hey, if you're not, then, you know, whatever. Welcome anyway. All right. I will talk to you guys in another day or two. Later.